age, but I hate benchmarking. Benchmarking is stupid. Why is it stupid? Because we pick the current industry leader, and then we launch a five-year program, the goal of which is to be as good as whoever was best 5 years ago, 5 years from now. Which to me is not exactly an Olympian aspiration. As two professors said in the Financial Times article a while back, to grow, companies need to break out of a vicious cycle of competitive benchmarking and imitation. I want you to download this slide from my website and use it as a screensaver. We will read this. I'm almost tempted to say read it in unison. This is an essay about what it takes to create and sell something remarkable. It is a plea for originality, passion, guts, and daring. You cannot be remarkable by following someone else who's remarkable, as true for a career as it is for a restaurant or for a giant company. One way to figure out a theory is to look at what's working in the real world and determine what the successes have in common. But what could the Four Seasons and Motel 6 possibly have in common? Or Neiman Marcus and Walmart? Or Nokia bringing out new hardware every 30 days or so, and Nintendo marketing the same Game Boy 14 years in a row? It's like trying to drive looking in the rearview mirror. The thing that all these companies have in common is they have nothing in common. They are outliers. They're on the fringes. Super fast or super slow, very exclusive or very cheap, extremely big or extremely small. The reason it's so hard to follow the leader is this. The leader is the leader precisely because he did something remarkable, and that remarkable thing is now taken, so it's no longer remarkable when you do it.